Rage on FUBAR Radio.
We've got something.
Ooh.
Good afternoon, people with ears.
Now, a new sound. Very melodic.
A nice slice of psych.
A good, solid sound.
This is a music show, is it?
Yeah.
The music.
Oh, no good out to be cruel.
The instruments.
Just like a giant Twix.
The voices.
Guess what my name is? It's Joey Page.
And it's ready to go.
Wow, you know...
Now, play it.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Joey Page Show. I'm back. I'm your host, Joey Page. If you've never listened to me before, this is what I sound like. If you've never seen me before... Then I think we just put a picture up of what I now look like after I've been in America for a long time, 5 weeks, and have neglected to shave my face or really do anything since I've landed. I landed, I slept, I came straight here. Maybe I'm a super spreader now. I've learned about this term today on my way into the building to do with the correct. The world's gone mad, but the show's still happening. I'm here. And we have got a stellar lineup of guests as always. I am probably going to prattle on about my honeymoon quite a lot. Just deal with it. I've been in America for a month. What more do you want me to talk about? I can only talk about the things that have happened to me. And that's all that has happened to me. And yeah, I got off a plane around about this time yesterday and have been fighting the cursed jet lag ever since. So if... there's any periods in the show where I go silent, don't speak, or I press the wrong button, or I forget someone's name, just let me off, okay? Normally I wouldn't come back until next week, but I've been away for so long, I thought I should probably get back in here and bring you some new music, because I've been looking at what's been going on in the music world while I've been away, and not a terrible lot, it seems, so I'm here to shake it up again with some good music. A couple of things that I heard while I was away... But I'm mainly leaving that for next week. I've got some bands and stuff that I need to dig out of. I've been to see a lot of music while I was away. I was in New Orleans. I saw a lot of cool music there. I was in Austin, Texas, where they're about to have South by Southwest. Saw a lot of good stuff there. Went to see Steve Gunn in New York. That was brilliant as well. But some of these bands, like some of the bands that I saw supporting people or whatever... Or just like when you stumble into a bar in New Orleans and you pick up a band just by seeing them by chance. They're all in the notes of my phone, along with weird random ideas for bits of stand-up and also good bars to go to. So I haven't yet gone through all my notes and worked out what is the name of a band and what is the name of a bar, which maybe we'll do that as a little quiz on the show. But I will be bringing some of the stuff that I found to you and also just telling you about... I don't think you hear this very often... telling you how good America is, basically. I love American things now. I'm like the guy in Alan Partridge. I love American things now. Anyway, let me tell you what's coming up on today's show. On today's show, we have a guest who... Not many people return for a third time for one reason or another. Either because we don't like him enough or they don't like me enough. But it's a three-peat today. Because it's back. Maybe that's why people don't come on. It's a three-peat... Ed the Dog is back on the show today. I'll be talking to him, among other things, his new track, which has gone in a bit of a different direction melodically, so I want to see what's going on with that. Talk to him about how his career's changed since his amazing album Shame came out. And also, he's just a bloody good guy, so it'd be good to just... It's good to have someone hold my hand on the first week back, some familiar faces, because, you know, old producer Abby, she's gone, yeah? We've got Georgia now. We've got a host of new interns running around, and, you know, I'm surprised that I'm back. I am back. Also on the show, we've got Drugstore Romeos, who you may or may not know about. They are a really good new band. They're supporting the Orioles on tour. The Orioles, whose new album has come out and is fantastic, by the way, if you've not listened to that. And also, we've got Vito from The Rapture. They have got back together, or I don't even know if they technically split up, but they were dormant, and now they are back in action and Vito's coming in to tell me all about their comeback and their comeback gig in Williamsburg in New York, which is somewhere where I was. Sorry, I don't know if I mentioned my honeymoon enough there already in this opening section of the show. Anyway, I'm back. I've had a lot of coffee. I've got a lot of energy. Let's see how long into the 2 hours that lasts. If you notice it dip, you can text the special energy dip hotline, the jet lag hotline, and someone will come in and poke me with an electric cattle prod, and normal service will resume. But that's what's happening on the show. Of course, we'll be doing the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever, which, curiously, and this is what I'm saying, there's not a lot going on in the music world at the moment. It's very Oasis heavy. Why are we still talking about Oasis in 2020? I really like them, but that's my general mood about this, right? Is there anything else to talk about? Seemingly not. That's coming up on the barometer. I'll do that very shortly. But first, let's play some music. We're going to start the show today with Methyl Ethyl. Now, they have been on the show a long time ago. I'm sure you can trail back through the annals of time and find the interview that I did with them. They're from Perth. They're really good, sort of born out of the similar jet stream of music as Tame Impala and a lot of good kind of psychedelic rock music that came out of Perth around about sort of 5-6 years ago. And it's great to have them back. This is called Majestic AF, which I think in young people's speak means as fuck, but I'm not sure. AF? I think that's what they're going for here. Majestic AF by Methyl Ethyl. I'll be back on the other side of this with the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. Welcome back to you and to me, and if it's your first time, hi. There we go. That is Methyl Ethyl and Majestic as Fuck. Really good. That's from a new EP that's coming out in April called Hurts to Laugh. And it's not been that long since they brought their album out, which came out in 2019 at some point, called Triage. But this is some new stuff from them, which I'll look forward to that EP. I like those guys a lot, and I hope you do too. If not, you're wrong. Okay, so in a minute, we're going to do the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. I just also wanted to mention that next week on the show, it's my 200th show in this current form as a new music show. Obviously, there were shows that I did before that sort of on the station. I think I've basically been here for 6,000 years. But Cy, who used to do the old show with me and the beginning of the music show, my good old friend Cy, old being the operative word, he's about 65. No, he's not. He's coming in next week to co-host the show on the 200th special, and there'll be some more details announced on the special show later on in the week. But yes, next week, me and Cy, for one night only, afternoon, Wednesday, 2 till 4, we'll be doing our 200th show, so that's exciting. Anyway, that's a little announcement for you. Now it's time to crack on with the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. So let's cue the music. Welcome to the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. I'm your host for this section, as I am for all the sections on the show. Basically, if you've not heard it before, it's a barometer-style feature. Now, if you don't know what a barometer is, that means it's a thing that measures things, basically. And this is the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. So I've taken out my measuring barometer. I don't really know how a barometer works. It's just a good word, isn't it? And measured what's good, what's annoying, and what's a bit whatever. A bit confusing, don't understand it, etc. There's not much of that, but maybe we'll start there. But at the end of the feature, I will play my favourite thing that I've talked about on the feature, what's good, and I will banish something from the show forever, what's bad. Okay, so here we go. We'll start with whatever, as I just said. A crustacean has been named after Metallica. It's quite fun, isn't it, I suppose? It's a bit whatever. I don't mind it. It's fine. I can think of better bands to name her. But maybe it's good to name a crustacean after Metallica, because you think of armour, maybe, when you think of Metallica and crustaceans. I'm thinking too much about this. It's just a thing that's happened, and I wanted to put it out there. All right. Now, as I said, there's been a lot of Oasis news, and I don't really understand why we're still talking about Oasis in 2020. But I get back, I go through the music news, and 5 stories in the music news this week are about Oasis. Okay, so here we go. Let's just have a little run through them. Number one, my favourite of all these stories: Liam Gallagher reckons that he could do Nebworth again, but on his own. Doesn't need his brother. I like that a lot. He also said that Noel is too greedy to turn down a reunion. That was another story. Noel said that a reunion would be spoilt by 200,000 people just gawking at him through their iPhones and not actually watching the concert. Noel Gallagher said it's only 15 years till he retires. And also, there's an Oasis club night starting, which plays only Oasis music for 4 hours. Is there no better thing going on in me? I love Oasis. I want Oasis to get back together. But, come on, is there nothing better going on? Does that not say something about the state of music? Possibly. I don't know. If you feel that way, then this is the show for you, because I'll dig out all the other good things that are really good. Okay? There's some notable gigs going on. Bombay Bicycle Club have been announced to headline one of the days at All Points East. That's pretty exciting. I haven't listened to any of the new stuff yet. I haven't had a chance. I haven't had any, what young people would call 4G, what I would call bandwidth, while I've been away. So I only had the music that I downloaded, which is why also on this barometer today, not a lot of stuff getting relegated from the show, because I've only listened to things that I like for a whole month. It's been absolute heaven. But yeah, That'd be exciting to see them at All Points East. Also, the Orioles and Tame Impala also doing All Points East, so that's looking good. Also, the Mystery Jets are playing an intimate gig inside a Dr. Martin's inside a Dr. Martin's store. I did that on purpose. Chill out, everyone. They're playing Dr. Martin's store, which would be a very exciting place to see the Mystery Jets. And also, Beck is playing at the Brixton Academy, though tickets are £50. I find that a bit expensive. Beck's really good, but is that not a bit expensive? I think that's a bit expensive. I tell you what's not expensive. On the 16th of March, you can see me recording my stand-up special for Next Up, which is like a stand-up comedy version of Netflix. If you want to come and see it being filmed, I am doing my show at the Moth Club, and just basically go on my Instagram, and the ticket link is in my bio. Ticks link in bio, yeah? Cool. I think tickets are about £3.50 because we want to fill it. So if you've never seen me do stand-up before, this is the chance to come, and it's being filmed for a thing, okay? Record Store Day is next on my list. This is a bit of a whatever, actually. I should have put this in the whatever section. The big names they've announced for Record Store Day, where they release special editions of records or like new content and things like that, and it helps raise money for charity. Manic Street Preachers and U2. Again, is the music industry going backwards? Bit boring. Also, never misses a trick, do they, at the David Bowie estate. Now, if you never listened to the show before, you know, you won't know that I love David Bowie so much that I play one of his records every single week, and I've done that ever since I've been at FUBAR. So I've probably played a David Bowie record every week for about 5 years. However, I am starting to get a little bit cynical of the fact that his estate tend to milk every opportunity to make some money. Like, they found something else to release for Record Store Day. He's the busiest dead artist in the world. Found something else. But yeah, Record Store Day, a bit underwhelming, a bit meh. Now, I'm going to run you through the three things that are in the running to be top of the barometer. I'm probably going to play at least two of them anyway today. One is that the Strokes have brought out a Bernie Sanders t-shirt. Now, I think that's really clever, right? They've used their logo, but instead of it having the Strokes on it, it says Bernie Sanders, which is great because that is a really good way to get people engaged with politics, and especially in America, which needs some help ever so slightly more than we do. Anyway, so that's up there. Also, Steve Gunn, who I went to see in New York, really was fantastic. And I'll talk to you more about that gig and also a little story about that. So I might leave that out of this feature. They're in the contenders, but not quite won the barometer today. I'll tell you who's won it in a minute. But first, who has been relegated from the show, never to be spoken of again? Whilst I was away, I listened to the first 2.5 Kings of Leon albums and realised how amazing they were and what absolute dire trash they've turned into. So, on the back of that, I'm going to say that the Kings of Leon are relegated from the show, never to be spoken of again. What a shame. They were so good and they got ruined by people styling their hair and that kind of thing. Wow, this has been a really long episode of this because we've run out of music. Right, who's won the barometer today? Let me tell you, it's a band that I've listened to a lot whilst I've been away. They're doing the South by Southwest Festival, which is in Austin, Texas, which is somewhere where I visited on my honeymoon. So I would like to celebrate them. I spoke to them on the show maybe about 2.5 months ago. They're called Do Nothing. They are an art rock band from Nottingham, and they're absolutely fantastic. If you like Parquet Courts, if you like Interpol, if you like Talking Heads, then you will really like this band. As I said, they're called Do Nothing. This song's called LeBron James, and it basically is about the guy, Billy McFarlane, who was the one who scammed loads of people at the Fyre Festival, and then afterwards he started to try and scam people again by selling an evening with the basketball player LeBron James, and this is a song about that. They are at South by Southwest on the 13th of March. Then on the 13th of April, they're doing Rough Trade in East London, and then the Lexington in London on the 21st of April. If there's any other dates around the country, I'll tell you about them after this, but they're the ones that I know about off the top of my head, because as I said, I've fallen in love with them while I've been away. So this is a little nod to them. They are the winner of the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever, and this is Do Nothing and LeBron James. After this, I will be talking to Drugstore Romeo's live in the studios.
After that is, hey there genius, how you doing? I was halfway back to my house before the film was even done, saying hey, I made that mountain and now it's swallowing me up. The results are in and it looks like everybody gets a big old slice of nothing. Everything was cool, I have no idea how it happened. How about you melt into the pavement and slip on down the drain, saying you should have seen me man, sail. No words, no sounds, no more AM dread, no more dead dogs, screw-ups. Hey, that doesn't sound so bad, does it? I'm not gonna pay it back if you completely lost my mind. What if I don't wanna? What if the money comes alive? Vacation. Doctor Death appears as if from no says something dumb, like if this is the answer, then what is the question? Then oh, fantastic, here come the secret police again. Would you buy a guitar off these men? Would you pay good money for a dinner with LeBron James? It's a shame to break up your holiday like this. It seems kind of fishy to me, but the monorail is king. If you lived here, you'd be home by now. If you lived here, you'd be home by now. Down the drain, I got all dressed up for nothing. No words, no sounds, no more AM dread, no more dead dogs, screw-ups. Man, that doesn't sound so bad. I'm not gonna pay it back. Are you outside your mind? What if I don't wanna? What if the money comes alive? Vacation.
Harriet Rose.
Misunderstood her in the building, Jeff Stefan. How you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Yes.
Let's start with X Factor.
And it was incredible. We met Beyonce. Like, it was like the biggest thing ever. She was like, I love your energy. And she hadn't even heard any of our music.
Yeah. The one thing that was mind-blowing, though, is that when we did meet her, she was like, hi, I'm Beyonce. And we were like,
yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah, we know. Thanks.
Well, no.
Yeah.
You were like, sorry, what?
Who's that?
Oh, that's a nice name.
Remind me again.
Cinderella.
Remind me again who you are. It was nice to meet you, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Harriet Rose, every Thursday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Ah, what's that weird little thing they've got on the end of that? Okay, that was a weird little jangle at the end of that Harriet Rose advert. Okay, so now it's time to welcome into the studio. You're listening to Joey Page Show, by the way, if you've just tuned in. Does anyone just tune in these days? I think people just listen to things all the way through, don't they? Yeah. What's going on? Anyway, it's time to welcome my first guest of the afternoon. I'm very excited to speak to these guys. And no more so because I've just seen Sarah from the band be tucked in by one of the people that look after her these days because it's her birthday.
She had to come into the studio
and tuck her in. Drugstore Romeo's, welcome to the show. And Sarah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
I've got a balloon and everything. Can you hear it?
We can.
You can.
It's like, what's it called?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Just don't pop it.
Where people...
kill some people.
Do you want to explain that to people that might not know what that is?
ASMR? Well, Charlie's really into it more than me.
Are you, Charlie?
I've never got the tingles you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
But it's when you, like, talk like this. Like, really quietly. Lots of clicking.
And is it supposed to relax you or excite you?
Yeah. No, it's
maybe exciting and relaxing at the same time.
I mean, it's supposed to be relaxing, but sometimes it can...
It gets exciting.
It can transition. You're like... You get the wrong person. Like, oh no, this is working in a weird way. This isn't.
Well, this is a whole new world for me. After the show, I've got a couple of hours indoors. I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
let's
play.
Get yourself in a dark room with some ASMR.
So before we get into talking about your music and because let's be honest, that's the main reason you're here. I mean, I really want to commend you for coming on your birthday because when it's my birthday, I do nothing. Yeah. I make it a point to do nothing. So. Thank you so much for coming in
You're
today.
You're very welcome. I've just eaten loads of cake, so I'm feeling pretty good about anything.
Yeah. What was the cake? Was it loads of different ones?
My lovely friend Hannah made it for me. It was an interesting cake. It was like, I think it's, I don't know if it was supposed to be, but it was the consistency of like hard custard, but it was really Ooh. Good.
Wow.
It
doesn't sound like
it
a
was
cake
like
at all.
Banana and orange and clove. It was tasty.
Wow.
I think I've got them on the show next week, Hard Custard. I've got a new EP out.
It was very close in
text. Nice. And any other birthday highlights? Have you got any presents from these two gentlemen sat across the desk
yet.
From you? Not yet.
No.
Pressure's
no.
on.
Do I have any presents?
Forgot it was even
this
her birthday.
Wow. Yeah, Johnny, but welcome, my
birthday. They're in my coat in the lobby. I'll give
Are
them
they?
To you. After.
All right.
We might send you out to get them now if it's worth it.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cute one.
Do you want to go and get it?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
You're going to receive birthday presents on air.
Live on air.
Get it.
She can scream sometimes
finally
when she's excited.
Finally, some exciting content for the socials.
Yeah. Woo.
So, and have you got plans for after the show for your birthday? Or more work?
Well, I was going to do something. But yeah, because we have a gig today. And then we're going to Manchester tomorrow at like 8 a.m. or something.
Yeah, 10.
So, I don't know. But my friend's making me a pumpkin pie as well, so that's going to be cool.
Yeah, a lot of food-based.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So many
I've
unexpected
I've been really
cakes.
Lucky this birthday.
Right,
and
hang on a second.
Normally I
so,
dread them.
So here we go.
Yeah.
And I'll let you get back on the microphone and you can...
Charlie,
so you've got to like pass... Maybe you just show Sarah what she's won.
What she's won.
No, maybe I'll close... Can I close my eyes and I can feel it? Is it wrapped?
Oh. It's not wrapped, I can
it's
tell
not
you that.
Okay. Run
around
and
show that microphone.
And it's not a normal birthday
okay,
present
so this
either.
First one is
okay, my eyes are closed.
You like Adventure Time and vegetables.
Wow.
And you like Adventure Time and vegetables.
I can't find it. Oh, it's fluffy. Oh, okay. Oh, a tail. And Ooh. A nose. Is this a long nose?
It's a nose.
So, describe... Imagine this is ASMR. It's describe to the nose. Listeners what's happened.
Okay, so Charlie's just gone and given me a happy bean man.
A happy bean man.
Pea. It's a happy pea, man.
It's
happy
in a pod.
It's peas in a pod.
Not beans in a
toy
pod.
Is there three in there?
There's three in there.
Do they represent each of you?
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
They do.
Naked pea man.
It's hooded. I didn't even know that. Yeah.
So you can take its little pea cloth off, its little pea wrapper. I think actually, in Toy Story, the most recent one.
I think they had one where you think they're gonna die.
I think that's one with a scary, mean, big bear.
So there's, I've not got that wasn't on the plane, so I've not seen
that. But it's very cute. I don't know if it makes any noise.
No, it's not a dog toy.
No, but for like, no crinkliness for the ASMR listeners out
there. Okay,
what's
the second item?
Oh, I just saw it.
oh, there's a little disposable camera.
A black and white disposable camera.
Ooh, for all the memories.
Capture my birthday.
But the colours.
Not in colour.
Yeah.
No.
No.
That's oh, but cool. You know
just
you
the basics
do.
Of your memory.
Afterwards, you could colour the pictures in.
You could.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
All
in a
right.
funky groove.
Wow, I think Charlie. I've just come up with like a yeah. genuine,
aww,
sellable
so
thing.
Much.
Oh, yeah. So, go I was on. Actually planning to do that on my friend's next record. To colour it in, because there's an artist called Jandek,
okay.
and he did that, and that's where I originally got the idea.
And whose Let's album are you going to colour in?
My friend J.G. Harper's.
Oh,
he makes
nice.
Sort of like psychedelic music, a bit like Daniel Johnston.
Okay.
DIY.
Charlie's his producer.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, let's. That seems like a good enough segue to get back into
yeah.
what you're here
music.
For. So,
yeah.
music. No. So, tell us a little bit about you guys. I know, obviously, Charlie and Johnny, you were friends growing up, and then you put a little advert out and found the pea loving cake eating.
Yeah. Exactly what we were looking for.
Oh, no. It says on it, I'm a vivacious vegetable pea. Please wow. look after me.
I feel like we might have lost that for the entire
Sorry, yeah, I need yeah. to put it away. It's too distracting.
I'm not going to lie. You lost her when she got that balloon half an hour before we entered.
Okay, like, it's not there anymore.
So I think quite a lot of my questions
sorry,
have gone
Joe.
Out the window because
yeah.
me
sorry,
asking
sorry,
where a lot
Joe.
Of your influences come from. I can see
yeah,
where
yeah.
the energy that comes from Sarah is where is how you get to some of your
yeah.
stuff. But... tell us, because I know it's quite prominent in the feel of your music, yeah. That you grew up outside of London and kind of that was your music scene as opposed to coming into town
yeah.
and getting involved in that. So just tell us a little bit about being from the wilderness of Hampshire.
I guess living...
It's Hampshire, right?
Yes.
Fleet.
In
yeah,
Hampshire.
Fleet.
Our Fleet. Woods and our services. And
I guess living in Fleet kind of... you search for music that kind of romanticizes the slow paced sort of
yeah,
existence
right.
And also the countryside, like we spend a lot of time just in parks and stuff and finding music that fits your environment
I guess there's also like there's less gigs going on, so you're kind of going to less gigs and meeting less people who are listening to music, so you have to
you go down your own path rather
yeah,
than
exactly,
getting lots
yeah.
of influences
you have
yeah.
to like
yeah,
you have to go
sure,
on Spotify and you have to go on
sure.
related artists and you have to be like
yeah.
oh, I'm trying to find new you have to like look for new music or whatever, which then sometimes means that I don't know we're really into like broadcast who aren't like I don't know really well known band in terms
yeah.
of they're like somewhat niche. But it's like a big thing for us for a while was broadcast, and so that like that shaped our sound like a year
ago. I think we related to broadcast as well because they were just from a small town near Birmingham, and a lot of their music was about kind of isolation and just yeah, you could tell
yeah.
that they didn't
and
come
you totally
from the city.
Get that from your music, like not in a disparaging way, but like there's a real disconnect in your music.
Yeah.
Like you feel very floaty and sort of a bit hazy rather
yeah,
than
oh yeah, it's
yeah.
not
yeah.
kind of visceral
yeah.
and present. We're kind of yeah,
yeah.
floating,
just floating about.
And to a certain extent, the lyrics aren't all like entirely kind of. It's not like a story or a theme.
Yeah, right.
Or like this is life.
But I say it's
like,
a theme, but yeah.
Oh,
like
sorry,
a
not a theme,
story.
But as in like yeah, there's a theme, but there's not like a kind of. Too much excessive imagery where you're like oh you're in this place you're talking about this thing or this time and it's so yeah that gives it that escapism kind of
yeah totally
like
yeah.
malleability
we'd seek escapism and so yeah that definitely translated
yeah.
to our lyrics
yeah,
and
right.
our sound and
so tell us a little bit about because obviously Fleet on the face of it is not a very remarkable place. Like I'm from a place a bit like that. Not a lot really happened. It's just like a sort of satellite town. But because you spent a lot of time there, what can you tell us something quite unique about it? Whether it's like a place or a shop or
there's
a character.
There's
a lot of hairdressers.
Yeah.
A lot
of
hairdressers.
Yeah.
We are our landmark is the service station.
Oh yeah, we've
which
never been.
Says a lot.
But you know, we're bringing it up.
Yeah,
Fleet Services is a good
part.
One. That's a,
yeah,
as someone travels around the country,
it puts us on the map.
Yeah,
We have something called Fleet Pond,
okay.
which is very I don't know. It's actually a massive fucking lake. Oh damn! Oh no, I'm allowed to do that.
No, you can swear. No. We were,
and even if you hadn't been, it's your birthday. So
yeah, it's my birthday. I don't know if you knew.
So essentially,
if you go in for an interview at the BBC, you're not allowed to swear unless it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
In
I think that should be in the rules.
Ofcom, take a day off.
Yeah.
Birthdays. Yeah.
What else is there?
Yeah, there's a massive lake that's
but
a pond.
It's misleading because it says it's a pond, but it's really big.
It's really big. But yeah.
We had this guy called the Pink Man of Fleet.
Now this is the kind of thing I'm after.
This was weird.
He was about 35. And
what's wrong with that?
Just trying to paint a picture.
Just imagine how strange this man is. He's male and he's 35. Right? So just imagine how weird this guy must be, right?
Yeah, go on, carry on.
But he would, as you can probably guess, he would wear all pink, but it would be like a pink tutu, a tight pink top.
It would be like pink tights and like pink ballet shoes.
So ballerina sort of themed. And the theory was, or the rumour was, that he wore pink to ward off the devil.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think he would tell people.
I thought you were going to say
the other thing.
It gets a lot darker. I'm going to leave that to the imagination.
Go somewhere, I think. But
and
but,
do something. But yeah,
back,
no.
Back when
not.
We were 13, we would just go up to town. So that's essentially the funnest thing you could do as a 12 to 14 year old in Fleet is you leave your house, you walk to the local town, you walk through the town, buy an energy drink and a pack of sweets or a pack of chocolate if that is your choice of confectionery. And then you walk back home through the park, have a little swing, like maybe knock on some houses, run away. I don't know.
Those are the days when you could buy an energy drink at the age of 13.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I get ID'd for now.
For energy drinks.
Yeah. It's a bit weird.
Or toxic waste as well. That was good. You have
toxic
a whole
waste.
Day like going through the toxic waste and like your tongue slowly like, starting to bleed and
peel off.
Toxic waste is like a sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My mouth is filling up with saliva.
There was a sweet shop in Fleet and they sold mega sours as well. Yeah, and they were like way more sour than toxic waste. And they would genuinely peel off the skin on your sour.
And after all of this, like, too much excitement for you as 13-year-olds.
No, you still...
You started this band.
Yeah. All of this kind of sour, pink people wasn't enough for us.
Nail on the head.
Crazy adrenaline addicts.
So, talk to me a little bit about as you started to... get yourselves about a bit as it's known in the industry and, you know, playing festivals and that kind of stuff. What kind of things has started to influence you once you started to mix with bands from, you know, bigger hubs of music and stuff? Like, what sort of stuff are you into now as a band?
Like current... I guess I've been quite into Frankie Cosmos recently and Beach House.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the sort of really dreamy, abstract kind of American scene that's going on. Yeah, what about you guys?
I still don't really delve as much as I should. I still kind of stay in my own like world.
I think that's pretty good though, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to because it feels silly, but like, and I feel like I should be supporting more, but I still just kind of don't listen to much current stuff. But there's so much good music. I mean, Vanishing Twin have released like a really good. I can do it. I don't know why I'm so scared.
It's fucking good.
It was fucking good. And our friends Vanity Fairy as well released some beautiful music as well, which I love. They're great.
Kate Bush crossed with Conan and Moccasin.
Okay.
It's cool. It's really. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
She as well, Daisy, the singer, has incredible dresses and hats. Mm. I went to their show the other day and they had a full massive suitcase just for hats that they brought on tour with them. It's pretty admirable.
Yeah. Well, you got someone that tucks you in.
That doesn't normally happen.
Each to their own.
No,
normally I have to tuck her in. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So, in a minute, we're going to play Frame of Reference, which we'll talk about before we play it. But tell us, obviously, I don't want to look too far past that because that is your current single. But what are the plans going forward? What have you got coming up?
Ooh.
What have you got in the pipeline, EP, album-wise, that kind of thing? Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, we've got an EP coming out soon, I think. 4 songs?
I knew it.
Yeah. And
has it got a title yet or not?
Can we call it something?
Not right now. We shouldn't name it right now. We should think about it a bit, I think.
I mean, you can name it right now and retract it. I don't think it's set in stone because you say it.
We're releasing an EP called Foobar Radio.
It's the best.
It's going to be great. All about balloons and such.
Yeah, so that's... do you know roughly when that's coming out?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think about 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
And then... That should have the song.
We have. Should we give the song?
Or like,
I think it's not completely permanent.
We've
cemented.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me just do this quickly. all of the things that the band say they cannot be held to legally. It's not lies. Binding, so just don't get too excited, but maybe this might happen.
It's essentially all lies, but yeah. But we currently finish out our set with a song called Quotations for Locations, and I think that is definitely going to be on the EP.
And one called Cycle of Life, which is a very factual song.
It's got a glockenspiel.
Johnny, accompanies me live on the glockenspiel.
Nice.
And it's quite sweet because Johnny ages ago wrote down he wrote down this thing online he saw.
So there's a TV show called One Strange Rock, and the first episode they go through essentially it's like a mini life cycle of how sand is swept off of the desert, it's carried over, and then rains down upon.
Isn't it the diatoms as well?
Yeah,
and the diatoms provide most of the oxygen in the world, but there's something no one really knows about, and the program follows the girth of the journey.
The journey of the diatoms.
Follows the journey of the diatoms.
Essentially, the sand in the desert turns out they're actually old diatoms shells, and the way it connects is it's really impressive. And so I was really impressed by it, and I thought wow, this is smart shit. I want to know this. So I wrote it all down, essentially kind of bullet pointed. So sandstorms get swept up, they get carried across to the Amazon where they rain down. Kind of, it was all done in bullet points. And we were doing a jam one time.
I think you just stuck it on the wall, and then I found this really cute sound on my keyboard, and I was looking at trying to find some lyrics, and then it just happened. It's a really sweet song. It's pretty cute.
Started singing it off.
So that's
going to
be on there. Yeah, it's just like a little special something.
That's a really nice insight into how you work as well. So thanks for sharing that with us. I genuinely mean that. I think that's pretty cool. That because you always ask people, how do you make your music? And people kind of go, just sort of, I don't know. That's pretty good insight.
Yeah,
specific. I still know none the wise of what a diatom is, but I can look that up on my own time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sadly, shells, that's not in it. I couldn't find anything to rhyme with diatom.
And you're doing this gig for Annie Mac Presents tonight, which is part of this
very
whole thing. Yeah, that's amazing. And also... you've done some support slots. Have you finished them now? You've got some more with the Orioles?
We've got one more.
You've got one more.
In Manchester on Thursday.
Nice.
It'll be our biggest show ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, O2.
And you can see why you're supporting them, because you totally fit in a different kind of way, but it's great that you...
Yeah.
Do you know... Yeah. And have you got on well with those guys?
Yeah. Oh, completely lovely.
Been absolutely lovely. So sweet.
I had one of the girls on the phone my last show before I went away, and they're doing some really exciting things. And
great album as well that just came out.
Absolutely.
Big fan.
So that's congratulations, you guys. And you're perfect fit for that. And then you're also doing you're in Oslo, which is pretty exciting at the end of the month.
We were just in Oslo.
And we've got loads of Oslos. We've got the one in Norway and the one.
Yeah, I was talking about the one in Norway.
We were there a few weeks ago. About five days ago. There you go.
And then you're in Reading. At the end of April, at the You Are Listening Festival, live at Leeds on the 2nd of May, the Stag and Dagger in Glasgow, and Dot to Dot, which goes across Manchester, Nottingham, and Bristol, later in May as well, 22nd to 24th.
Yeah.
And there's some really exciting ones that haven't been announced yet.
Why don't you plug your Instagram or wherever you like to release your news on, so that people can find out what those exciting things are?
You built them up now.
I mean, they're my favourite festivals.
We
can't sit, but our Instagram is our band name, but it says band at the end. So Drugstore Romeo's band. Creatively titled.
There will be some interesting news on there soon, but that's where you can see the guys, and I'm sure just go on their social media, you'll be able to see all that kind of stuff. So just quickly before we play it, tell us a little bit about Frame of Reference.
Sarah basically got this keyboard called a Casio Tone 7000, and it's from the 70s, and it was one of the first things we made on it, because when you get a new instrument you get so inspired and everything, so normally you're able to make at least a few songs out of a new instrument that you get, and it was the second song that we made on that instrument, and so every sound on there, on the song, apart from Sarah's vocals and my bass, that they're all from the Casio Tone, And
what great value.
Yeah, man. Such a good guy. Love that keyboard.
I didn't even have to write a drum beat. It was just on there. Yep. Press a button. Yep. Boof. Yep. Done. Work over.
You can have a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Just dance along.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Playing it live is so easy. If I ever mess it up, then oh yeah, I'm an idiot because I should just like button.
It's just, that's what a keyboard is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know, some people they do slightly more complex than single button things.
Hey, you don't have to tell me. There's a reason why I'm sat around here and not with you guys.
And so we spent a couple of years just playing quite small shows, and though we really enjoyed them, to kind of, I don't know, keep ourselves interested, we always used to really, really dance at the front of the shows. We'd like really go for it and have a great time. Mm. Yeah. But and so, yeah, we love seeing bands that you could dance to, but we actually realised that we didn't have any songs that were danceable. Mm. Yeah. And so we thought we should probably change that. And so when we were sort of writing it, that idea was in mind, to have a song that people could dance to, and also something that felt really full, because we're minimalist and we love that. But we wanted it to be very encapsulating at points.
Yeah, of course, it's great to be able to mix that up like that. And it's great for you to be able to kind of see that and go, yeah, this is what we want to go for, rather than, you know, plenty of people just don't change from their...
Yeah, we're
always changing.
Yeah, we like to, I don't know, play
just kind of, I think I try not to tell myself I'm like a certain thing, or like we're a certain sound, because then you just kind of castrate yourself from like changing
when you've got
creativity.
Three writers as well, it kind of like you've got, and we're all like listening to different music, and so we're getting different influences all the time, and so like
but luckily we have like a core foundation of the fact that we've been together, we've been friends for so many years, that we've been listening to all the same bands for so many years, so all the songs normally come out
moderately
similarly, but like
you get the perspective behind it, or like, and also I guess because we've kind of decided on our set of keyboards, so we've got like a few keyboards that are like kind of part of our sound, and like Charlie's got his bass sound is really coming together, and like the drum sound is normally like it's pretty figured out or whatever, so there's a coherence to all of it,
because it's about the keyboards and sticking to a bass guitar and not using sort of like Logic Pro instruments. Those are our restrictions, because restrictions are really important in kind of shaping a sound, so it's good that we have different influences for our songs, but I think we also think that restrictions in art are super important, because it's when I listen to
I guess
an
when
album,
you've got everything, it's hard to know what to focus on, right?
Yeah.
And I think that explains it really beautifully. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys. Sadly, I've run out of time with you.
Thank you for having us.
But also, You've got to fit some more birthday in before you do.
It's been really fun.
Get a few more balloons.
I don't know how could I. I've been mid-flight most of the time that I should have been prepping for this show. So I don't know if there is any way of getting into tonight's gig.
I think we have like one guest list space left.
I don't think we have that left anymore. Okay.
So hard luck for that. But all the other dates are on their social media and stuff, and they're going to announce something.
Come down, say hi.
Something isn't announced yet, but we will be doing a headline show in London in a couple of months.
Oh, great. Yes. Wow.
At the end of May.
Let's all go. That's me and the listeners. Let's all go.
Everyone.
Is this camera on?
It is on. That's the P.
Yeah, have a look at the P.
Right. let's play Frame of Reference then.
Cool.
And happy birthday, Sarah. And thanks for coming in, guys. Good luck with the show tonight. And we'll see you again soon. Cheers. Bye. This is Frame of Reference by Drugstore Romeos.
Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We've got our first guest of the day in, and he goes by the name Vice Beats.
I've not been on Twitter for years, so like I've now remembered that exists.
So what, did you just find out about Brexit and all that?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Yeah, there was, everyone was like, the B word. I was like, what are you on about? What is this? So like, apparently something's going on.
Yeah.
Like,
there's this thing now called being woke as well. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah,
you missed that.
Wow.
You missed that.
So I just thought I'd been awake, and then someone was
cancel
like,
culture,
are you woke?
You
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's been great.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
That's Eminem, Michael and Marcel. They are on after me, obviously. That's what happens every week. Except this week I'm back, which means that I'll get to see them soon. I haven't seen them for a while, so I'm excited to say hello to those boys. But listen to their show. It's on till 6. Yeah. I forgot what time I finished then. Okay, so I'm going to play a quick song and then we're going to get our next guest in. He's one of my favourite people to interview, so I'm really glad that he's back. Talking about Ed the dog is in the studio in a minute. But first, he's one of my old kind of radio friends. Not really. I mean, I've known him about a year, but he's been on about 9 times in that time. And whilst I was in Austin, Texas, I made some new friends and they are called the Rotten Mangoes. And yeah, I'm just going to play them and see what you think of them, and then I'll give you some information on them after this. But this is the Rotten Mangoes, whose floor I stayed on in Austin, Texas for a few days, and yeah, had a lot of fun. His name's the guy's called Doran, and he's in the band with the other two guys, and yeah, we just had the best time being shown around Austin by him, and he's like everybody in Austin in about 9 or 10 bands, and yeah, I think you're going to really like this. This is the Rotten Mangoes. And after this, it'll be Ed the Dog in the studio with me.
In love with the eyes
There we go. That is Rotten Mangoes, the Rotten Mangoes, should I say? And yeah, go and check them out if you can. They're really good. That voice that you can hear is my next guest. It's Ed the Dog. Welcome back to the show.
Yo.
And he's slinging around demands. He was like, "We're both tired. Let's put some sleepy music on." So I've got a little relaxer for us. I think.
Please hit me with it.
This is what I think. Just like nice
that.
And soothing.
I like that. It's background. Kind of more like Muzak you'd get in an elevator. But
yeah,
I don't
like
mind that.
Just sort of I could be on a sunbed with this on in the background,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get you. This feels quite nice. I can let's go with this.
So, first of all, you have just done, and for people that don't really drive, this isn't like a thing that should be sniffed at. You're on the back of a big drive back from Liverpool last night.
Yes, I've been in Liverpool.
And was you gigging in Liverpool last night?
No, I wasn't. We are at the moment with the new single. I've been trying, my plan was, I wrote the single last year in July and I was like, I'm gonna do an animated music video with it.
Oh, cool.
And my manager was like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, and I can do it by myself, all hand drawn, and it's gonna be great. And
right.
I started doing that in August and I finished it yesterday.
Wow.
And it feels like the biggest weight off my shoulders, but I the tiredness I now feel. Oh, because we basically
is the animation kind of in the style of like the drawings and stuff?
Yeah,
on
yeah,
your,
yeah.
Your
it's
artwork.
Like it's like my normal like doodly stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just basically I draw on like these like A4 pads of paper that's like quite thick and just like they look like doodles basically, but cutting them all up into frames. Oh, hello. You're right.
So
am I doing wrong?
No. The cameras are just being changed.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. Well, anyway, and it's just taken forever. It's like, I think we worked it out. It was like 800 or 900 frames.
Wow.
We did of like,
and what's going on in the video? Or can you not say yet?
Well, I mean, I don't want to give too much away. It's just basically like a series of images to do with like the lyrics of the song, but also there's a bunch of like musical references in there for people. It started out as just being simply like kind of like artsy and weird, and then as we went along, it's gotten progressively more and more reference filled.
Yeah.
So
right.
There's going to be a lot to pick apart when it
nice.
Comes out.
Okay. And what image have you found that you've had to draw the most?
The dog.
The dog.
The
yeah.
dog over and over and over again, doing all sorts of anything you can possibly think of.
Yeah.
There's a really gory explosion in it. There's,
oh, right, okay.
There's some fucked up shit going on.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the fruit of your very hard, long labour.
Might be out this week, might be out next week.
Okay.
One of the two, I think.
But that's... That seems very quick in comparison to August when you started drawing.
I know.
So,
yeah. It's taken so long.
So like, now we've kind of been a bit like ships in the night insofar as I know you came in for the Christmas one. Mm-hmm. Like, that was last year.
No. It was 2018. Was it?
Yeah, it was
2018.
This year,
yeah.
So that was
it was when you were.
I haven't seen you because you have been covering for me when I've not been there.
Yeah. Like, no, I remember that. Yeah.
And. You were gonna also maybe nearly do something for the station around the NME Awards.
Yes, I was,
well.
But I got a massive migraine on the
yeah,
day of
right.
the show, and it, oh, fucking hell!
But
okay,
should we tell people what you were gonna do?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go for it.
So basically, you were gonna try and sneak into the NME Awards.
Yes, I was.
And they were gonna film it.
We were gonna do a full-on me on the red carpet. Look, well, you know, talking to the. To the who's bins and
yeah,
has bins
yeah.
and yes and now bins and try and work out if we could sneak me in, but it didn't happen because
yeah.
of my stupid brain. If anyone out there gets migraines, you'll know that it's horrible.
Well, apparently the whole of America does, because the one thing I saw more than anything else while I was away was adverts for migraine medicine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like every TV advert.
That makes sense, though. If Donald Trump was my president, I'd be really stressed
yeah.
out, and mine are caused by stress. So yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, there you go then.
Yeah.
I've gone the long way around this, but the point I'm trying to eventually get to.
Sorry,
no,
do
no,
I keep
no,
diverting?
No, no. This is why I like having you in, because I don't have to do any prep for it, because we just chat. But, so I haven't really seen you since the album mm-hmm. came out, and it's done massively, massively well.
Yeah, weirdly well.
I'm sure you can agree. So how has that changed your day-to-day operations as a musician, if it has at all?
Well, I'd say like I've never had the pressure of everything that's come about, because obviously I made the album just under the assumption that it was kind of like my last hurrah, as it were. I'd just come out of a band and I was like, I'm going to do something for me that's the, you know, I can just say once to my kids, you know, I've done an album.
Right, yeah.
This is the thing I did once when I was younger, and, you know, no one heard it, but at least I did
it. Yeah, yeah.
And then I put it out there, and then everything just sort of blew up, and I didn't know quite what to do about that. But now people are like, oh, you know, do more. I've just been writing and writing. And
it's great that you've been championed by the second biggest radio station to this one, the BBC. BBC have really gotten behind you, which is great. And, you know, I don't mind talking about them on here, but it's like, you're, you know, from Jack Saunders to Hugh Stevens to like Annie, everybody's been getting behind you, and you did a Maida Vale session.
I know, it's crazy. I still don't understand it. It's because I guess I can understand it in the sense that I wasn't trying to do any of that stuff, and I just wanted to do it for myself, so it came from a good place.
Yeah.
Which I think people might have cottoned onto. That's the reason I was doing what I was doing. But this one is a slightly different pressure to it, and, you know, there's expectation now, and I was like, oh Christ, I've got to like write something that's like all right, that's worth people's while. I think I've done that, but we'll see what people say in the summer. I guess
what you managed to combine with like your kind of you're really good at melody and, you know, writing catchy stuff, but also like the self-deprecating almost humor to it,
yeah,
and honesty is what people also really like, and together they're a really good combination. So I've no doubt that you're obviously going to carry on in a similar vein. You know what's working for you, with this new song, I guess it's like almost got a bit of a dance element to it in the repetitiveness of the keyboard and stuff.
It's very hooky, as it were. And I didn't even write the hook of the song, that keyboard part. That was the guitarist in my band,
right,
Charlie. He like gave me a demo of that loop, and then if you've listened to the song, I don't know if we're playing it. Are we playing it?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. A plug.
That is essentially why you're here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So, but I didn't say anything. I was just like, let's just have a chat. I am so tired. Anyway, point being is that when you hear the song, it's kind of like, you know, it builds and builds and builds and builds on that part, and it's just me essentially talking over it and getting more and more, you know, upset and anxious and all that kind of thing. And that's kind of the way the demo came about, was it was just that keyboard part, and then I kind of just almost like wrapped the whole song in about half an hour, kind of worked out. We built the song around that kind of thing. So it's a weird and different,
yeah, but it's still. And that's the mark of a good artist, I suppose, is that it's different, but it's almost exactly your sound. Do you know what I mean? It's not like people.
Yeah,
it's
weird hearing good artist in the same breath as my name, but.
Well, I guess you've got to get used to it. I mean, as I said, it seems a bit like, and maybe it's because I follow you on Instagram, so maybe I get it, it's a bit more like a propaganda kind of thing, because I get all your. your posts come through my feed.
Right.
But you do. Obviously, I follow quite a lot of artists, and you do. It does feel a little bit like you've been anointed a little bit by the BBC in terms of like you might like they seem to be putting a lot of weight behind you, which is really great.
I know it's very. I don't know ever what to say about it, because I'm just like, oh, this is amazing. Thank you so much. I just hope I can deliver the goods, I guess.
So
the
EP's coming out in the summer.
Yeah, it's an album.
It's an album.
There
now.
Might be something else coming along with it, but that's yet to be discussed.
It was an EP.
There's a few little secretive little things that we're gonna throw out every now and again, but I can't really talk about them.
No, that's fine.
Annoyingly.
And so, festivals and stuff. You've got good things happening there.
No, because we're at the moment. Basically, we have. So I've been just working on the record. Haven't done any.
No, you've
band
been just
practices.
Working on a drawing.
Yeah, just working on those drawings for that video. So because I've been working on the record, I haven't actually seen the guys in a room since I think our last show was in September, maybe.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I basically the plan at the moment is we're going to be putting out, you know, the singles off the record. I'm trying to get it mastered, but what I want basically is that, like, I think next month the guys are going to come over and we're going to work out how to play it live because it's got all those synth elements and stuff. Yeah, and there's, you know, it's just a four piece guitar band at the moment, and so I can't, especially with the video and that coming out, I've been trying to like just compartmentalize all the stuff that I've got to do and then go, right, next part, do the live stuff. So, you know, I've just said to the management, let's do something when the album comes out. So I think we're going to wait until July. I mean, if something comes up in between, I guess we might do it, but I need to see the guys.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Miss those guys. It feels like a proper story.
Do you miss, is it like, do you get ever to the end of like a big cycle of touring and stuff when you're touring the album where you're like, oh, it'd be nice to just like be on my own for a bit?
Yeah, it wasn't so much like a get out of my space, guys, I don't need you. It was just I'm gonna go and do this for a little bit, just chill out. I think I know what I'm doing, and I'll, you know, call when we're ready to go. Ready to go back out.
But
there,
it's nice that you miss them as well.
Oh, of course I do. I miss Steve and Zach and Charlie, and I mean, well, we'll see how rehearsals go, but I keep thinking maybe there's room for another person. This is an open audition right now.
What do you need me to do?
Well,
I can't do anything.
If you can play guitar, sing, keyboards, get in touch.
Okay. What? I'll have a think. I might know someone. I don't know. I'm just saying that off the top of my head in a bleary tiredness, but who knows? I might be like, oh, I know someone. But
are you as tired as I am? How long was your flight?
11 hours, but I didn't.
I think you're more tired
than
me.
But let me tell you this, right? I watched a film. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I don't really know why I watched it. Called The Lighthouse.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I saw it come out.
Yeah,
it's black and white. With
it's so
Robert
weird.
Pattinson and that. Yeah,
yeah. And
I ran into Robert Pattinson once.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. I'm sorry. I finish your story.
No,
first.
No, no. I'm struggling to remember the name of the other guy in it. What's his name? Willem Dafoe, who is amazing in it. Well, they're both good in it, but it's like it's just a terrifying, bleak film.
It looked bleak. I decided to sort of give it a miss when I went to the cinema. I went to go see Parasite.
I tried to watch that to fall asleep too. That was a big mistake.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to get better judgment behind your film choices, man. Just stick on When Harry Met Sally or I don't know, You've Got Mail or something like that.
I don't know. I just thought maybe I felt a bit trapped on the plane, so I was like, this feels similar. Maybe it'll help me sleep. But
yeah.
And
totally.
It's black and white and the sea, but no.
Of course, no, it's quite, but I've
it
heard
was great.
It's quite bleak.
It was really bleak and very weird, but I enjoyed it in some way. And so, yeah, I didn't really sleep after that. I don't think it was because of that. I just don't sleep well on planes. And then,
yeah,
but I
haven't
had like an 11-hour sleep since then, so I should be fine, but it's just I'm on a weird time zone thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just so weird to be back in the UK.
I feel like I left the country when I went to Liverpool. That's not in a tight way to Liverpool or anything. It's just like I went up there with a specific task for 2 weeks, and now I've come back and I'm like reality again.
Yeah, right.
I've just been locked up in a flat drawing for 2 weeks. I feel like I've gone insane.
Whose flat was you in?
I was in my guitarist Charlie's flat. Okay. He was just helping. So basically, like, the whole process involves like scanning them in and like green screening all the like drawings. And he just took on the computer based role, which is just getting it into the computer. And it literally probably cut out 2 weeks of work for me. So thank you, Charlie, if you're listening.
And did you have a good time, or was you solely working? Did you get to
got to go out once.
Right.
Went out with a few mates. It was great, that moment. But for most of it, it's just been us locked in a flat, basically with like widescreen TV playing South Park on repeat on one side.
I watched a lot of South Park in America. It just always seemed to be on at the time I went to bed.
It's too good of a show. I think it's I think it might be the best show of all time.
Yeah, it's really good. I've forgotten how good it was, and then I've rekindled my love for it. So.
And we were also watching like a bunch of, you know, like all the stuff off Netflix. Like we were watching Uncut Gems. What else did we watch? Oh, I'd never seen a gangster movie before last week.
Oh,
ever.
Wow.
Never seen Goodfellas. Never seen Godfather. Never seen The Departed. Never seen Scarface.
Have you now watched all of those?
No, I watched Goodfellas, and I watched The Departed, and we watched, oh God, what was the other one? God, I watched another one as well. I think they're amazing
films.
Goodfellas
is my favourite.
We watched one. Only the films that come into my mind. It's like Uncut Gems. It's not really a gangster film, but it was still like kind of like mob related in some way. Anyway, amazing films.
Yeah,
amazing.
So,
best film I saw though was Interstellar 555, Daft Punk film from 2001. Okay. Man, that I think I was going through like a real like. I felt high as fuck at one point, and we were just like, and we were just watching. Like, so I was like in my zone, animating whilst watching that, and it was kind of like influencing the animation.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I felt like I was like, you know, I was finding new voices in my head, like really going fucking insane.
Well, I'm glad that you've had a 4-hour drive on your own to decompress some of that, or possibly distill some of that.
I listened to a Stephen King audiobook, which probably only impacted everything that had gone on. So.
I never listened to it, because I drive a lot, obviously, for doing the stand-up, as I'm sure you do for gigging, but I guess you're with the band when you're...
Yeah, I do a lot of the driving, so I decide what's on.
Yeah, I never think of audiobooks, I always listen to music. But maybe
no one ever wants to listen to audiobooks when I'm with the band. It's only when I'm by myself I listen to the audiobooks, because they're just like, I think I stuck on Christine once by Stephen King, and we listened to it for like 2 hours, and then like Zach was just like, Ed, please, can we stop listening to this awful book? And I was like, it's great. Stephen King's great. He's sort of a bit underrated in this country, I feel, but like I massively.
I remember as a kid watching, I think it was like a serialized TV version of The Stand, and that still sticks in as one of the scariest things. Like
The Stand scared you.
But I can't remember what it was about it, but there's something. I was obviously really young, like six. I don't know, but I just, whenever that gets brought up, I'm like, oh yeah, and I hate
Fair enough.
So one thing I want to ask you before we play Everybody I Love You. And let you go and have a lie down. Okay. You've possibly drunk too much coffee for that to happen now.
Yeah.
About your art. I know you obviously do it for the video and for all your album covers and stuff, but are you doing any, like, as in purely for art and, like, for selling and that kind of stuff at the moment?
Well, weirdly enough, it's only this year. So someone last year was like, oh, you should start putting up like your oil paintings on Instagram. You should start an Instagram account. And I was like, no, I don't want to start an Instagram account. It'll be another thing to do. And also, no one wants to look at my bullshit art. It's fine. Like, you know, it's not needed. And then new year, new resolution. I was like, fine, I'll start putting it up. So I started putting up the oil paintings and stuff. And I mean, you know, as an aside, because of like all the dog stuff, people started had like 40 or 50 messages of people being like, I'd love to buy something off you, which is brilliant. But it has left me in this situation again, just like Ed the Dog, where I was just like, what am I? Oh, suddenly people are interested in what I'm doing. I don't know what I should do. So at the moment, I think I need to just make a website. We're going to do like a run of prints of stuff to sell. I'm going to hold on to the originals for the time being and sort of like give them out to friends and family maybe. Yeah. But there's also plans to like maybe do an exhibition this year now. I mean, it's all just like, I feel very like up in the air now. But
still, it's
so great
stuff. Good stuff keeping you up there.
I know. I feel very lucky.
Has there been anything that you've done since the album's come out that you're like, wow, I can't believe I've gotten to do this as a result?
Oh, yeah. No, when we played, I mean, doing festival season was great, but like playing Glastonbury twice was mad. Yeah. I playing Glastonbury. There's a video of it online. You just see my face being like, what the fuck? What the fuck? How did I fucking get to this point? This is amazing.
Oh, it's great though, man. And it's nice to see someone that's like genuinely a nice human being.
Oh, thanks, man.
Or at least you are whenever I talk to you. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I wish. I'm nicer when I'm less tired, but I the coffee's doing it. There the coffee's getting me. Hannah's coffee mug, whoever had the Hannah.
Oh, Hannah's an intern that we killed.
Wow.
And then she left. She went back to Australia. She used to work on this show.
Look out, but, Michael, wherever you are.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for coming in. I'll let you go have a lie down now. But
I'm just gonna drive straight home, mate.
Yeah, great. anything you wanna say about the new track that we've not covered before we play it?
What can I say about it? It's a weird track where I just sort of explain all the bad things about me and then ask everyone to love me in spite of those things. Have a listen to it.
We're going to. It's very good. I'm excited to play it.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks so much for coming in. It's lovely to see you again.
Thanks for having me, man.
I'll probably see you in about a week, the way that the current schedule
all
goes.
Right,
for this
see you next week.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in, man. This is Ed the Dog and Everybody, I Love You. You're listening to Joey Page on FUBAR Radio.
Everybody, I love you, and I'm so sorry. I'm not the man that you think I am. Everybody, I'm worthless, ashamed to cry. To hold and be held, not part of my life. Everybody, I'm angry, I'm scared to touch. I'm an open book, yet the text has been blocked out. It's like asthma, but it's in my head. An absence of breath despite so much air. And it's coming for me.
Everybody, I Love You by Ed the Dog. So nice to see him again. So glad that everything's going so good for him. You're listening to the Joey Page Show, and we're now going to embark on a feature called A Nice Slice of Psych, or, as I'm going to call it today, in brackets, nepotism pays. So, let's get on with today's episode of A Nice Slice of Psych. Here we go.
What would you like to order?
A Welsh rabbit with a poached egg on top, please. Not too runny. Scones, butter, cream, jam. What else?
A Nice Slice of Psych. That's right, it's A Nice Slice of Psych. And today, A Nice Slice of Psych comes by way of... I remember earlier on in the show I mentioned that I stayed on the Rotten Mangoes floor in Austin for a few days. Well, so if you've never been to Austin, Texas, which I'd never done before a couple of weeks ago, basically, the main thing about it is every single person there is in at least one band. And I stayed at Doran's house, who's in the Rotten Mangoes, and also another band called Montez. And he had three housemates, and every single one of them was in at least one band. Another guy that I met was called Christian Bland, and he was in a band, he was in a couple of bands, he's his own band called Christian Bland and the Revelators, and also the band that I'm going to showcase on this feature here today, called the Black Angels, who I'm sure a lot of you are aware of. However, I can't believe I'm going to admit this. I never really gotten to grips with, heard them. I think I may, it's one of them things sometimes you see the name about, but I didn't really know anything about the Black Angels. It turns out they're hugely, hugely amazing. So I want to start from the beginning, where I started with them, which was by listening to their first album. I'm going to play the very first song off their very first album as The Nice Slice of Psych today. Whilst I was there, Christian told me that he was basically doing a 9-to-5 job, as in working 9-to-5, on the new album, and that hopefully it will be coming out later on this year. But basically, it was in a very exciting sort of just finished recording stage, and they were going in every day 9-to-5 to the studio to work some bits out. So if you're a fan of them already, that's good news. The new album is pretty close to coming out. But this is the first song of their first album. That album was called The Passover. This song is called Young Dead Men. Young Men Dead. And it features in the film The Death Sentence from 2007 with Kevin Bacon. And it's just a really great piece of music. I'm over the moon that this is the Nice Slice of Psych for today. So let's hear it. And then on the other side of this, we are going to be getting Vito from The Rapture in the studio. Mega excited to talk to him. But this is your Nice Slice of Psych for today, the 4th of March 2020 at 15:23 p.m.
Thank you.
There we go. That's your nice slice of psych for today. That's Young Dead Men by the Black Angels. New album coming out from them soon. But now it's time to welcome to the show someone that I'm very, very excited to speak to. It's time to welcome Vito from, amongst other things, The Rapture into the studio. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. So you're... Let's start here, actually, because we were just talking about it. You're here with another band that you're in called Poolside.
Right, yeah.
And so what's your schedule like? Why are you here? How long have you been here? How long are you staying for?
So I'm wrapping up a month-long European tour. And
cool.
We played Omira, I think it's
oh,
called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we played a show there last night. And
oh,
then we're
cool.
Playing.
It's a great venue,
yeah,
right?
It was really cool. Yeah, tiny, but, like, super well done for that size.
Yeah, yeah.
Really fun show. And we're opening for this band, Tycho. So we're playing with them at Printworks tomorrow.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah. So, and that's it. And then I fly the next day to San Diego and start some Rapture shows. So,
yeah. Lovely.
Busy.
Yeah. And so, where else did you go in Europe?
We started in Oslo and went through Scandinavia and,
oh,
you know,
beautiful.
Germany and swung through France, Belgium. And we were supposed to do Northern Italy, but the coronavirus got that canceled. So we had 5 days off in Barcelona, which was...
Great. Yeah, right.
And then, flew up here. So.
It's nice to hear some positive stories about the coronavirus.
Yeah, I know. I feel it's like, it worked out well for us. I mean,
I've seen, especially in the last week, some mad things. Like, I saw someone in gloves.
Right.
Like,
plastic
gloves.
Yeah.
But then they're, like, touching their face. It's like, well...
Yeah,
what's the point?
That's the whole point.
Might as well
exactly.
be your hands.
Yeah, I know.
And then I saw somebody wearing one of these masks take it off to have a chat with someone.
Yes, put it
what
back
are you
on.
Doing?
I know. I heard the U.S. is. See, I haven't been back, but I heard it's really crazy there right now.
I didn't find that.
That's
maybe,
good.
Maybe
okay,
in the
yeah.
last week, but it's like.
Yeah.
I mean, as
everybody's
I was just
fine,
saying
man.
To you,
yeah,
I was just
yeah.
in San Francisco where they've even had a confirmed case, and it's like.
Right.
They didn't screen anybody
good.
On or off the plane either
oh, good,
end.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah, we were afraid we were going to get quarantined. And
yeah,
in
me
New
too.
York, I guess they've like sold out of hand sanitizer. And
oh, yeah, they have everywhere, I think. Yeah, I should have bought some shares in hand sanitizer.
Exactly,
that's the only thing I've worked out from this.
I know.
Let's talk a little bit about the reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
At some points looked very unlikely reunion of The Rapture. So,
yeah.
rather than me kind of like misconstruing anything, I don't think that's a real word. tell us about like what happened. How comes you guys stopped making stuff? What's brought you back
right.
together?
So, I mean, you know, a lot of it's typical band dynamic stuff. So we stopped... after the last album cycle, so like early 2011, mm-hmm. I think, 2012, and
yeah.
we all just took a break. We went on indefinite hiatus, you know, with air quotes. I don't think any of us knew if it would ever happen again, but we started talking again a couple years ago, and we kept on getting offers, and then we got a few shows and, you know, we're just like, well, let's give it a shot. So, you know, it's not, honestly, it's very much how we always operate, which is probably not the most business savvy, but, you know, we were like, well, let's play some shows and see how it goes.
How you feel. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
And so we did that and it went well. The shows were really fun. It felt great to play live again. I think that's, you know, we were formed on, we came out of a scene where being a live band was the most important thing.
Right,
you
yeah.
know? So that's always been the focus. So if it wasn't a good live show, I wouldn't want to do it anymore. But
yeah, okay.
the show was really good live and it still had that, it had that energy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
even being older, that's you know, we're like, I don't know if we'll still have it, but we did. So, we're like, we're booking some more shows.
Yeah,
and
great.
We'll
and the first one, was it the first one in Williamsburg?
Yeah. So it was kind of, I think for all of us, that was really important because our last three shows were in Williamsburg at the Music Hall,
yeah,
which
right.
we really loved that venue. And we didn't really announce that, you know, we knew we probably weren't going to be playing any more shows, but we didn't announce anything. So it was
yeah.
just like we played those and that was it. And
yeah, but you knew.
We knew, yeah. I mean, it was falling apart. So, and then we had... to play the first show there again felt great. It was really magical. So, yeah, it was awesome. It was kind of like we left off, you know, we started where
and
we
that's
left
like
off.
For people that don't know a lot about it. Williamsburg is kind of like the big music scene of New York, yeah. If not America, other than maybe Austin as well.
It's crazy.
There's loads of places I'm leaving out. But yeah. Like Williamsburg, it's very similar to what I was just saying before about Austin. Everybody's in a band, and I was just there. And it hasn't right. changed. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there was a point where we were touring, you know, when we'd be touring a lot, we'd play festivals, and, you know, literally a quarter of the lineup would be from Williamsburg.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know,
it's funny how places go through these. Yeah. Like, in this country, there's a couple of places like Bristol is really going through.
Yeah,
like everybody's from Bristol at the moment, right. In bands. And,
yeah, yeah. But is that band Idols from there?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly,
I really
yeah.
like them.
Yeah,
yeah
they're
yeah,
great.
So, yeah.
And similarly, I feel like Williamsburg and yeah. places like Austin, they are like that, but they never seem to go away. Whereas place, right. these pockets, they have their time, and then yeah. a new place pops
yeah,
up.
I remember Glasgow was like that.
Yeah, exactly.
For a while,
but yeah. They continue
yeah.
all
yeah,
the way
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's interesting that way. I mean, I think I feel like a lot of people from New York were moving to Austin too, because New York became so expensive and Austin was relatively cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know.
But now I think they're looking for somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's like El Paso, I think. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, quite possibly, actually. Yeah. And so, what about yourself? So, when the Rapture decided to go on right. the indefinite hiatus, yeah. Is that when you started to work with your new band, or did you take a bit of a break?
So Gabe and I, the core of the band, Maddie, who had been in the band for years, left before the last album we mm-hmm. did, and so it was Gabe, Luke, and I. And yeah. Gabe and I both had wanted to kind of work in a studio and produce more, so we built out one in Greenpoint.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Did a bunch of music, produced a bunch of stuff. I have, like, yeah, so we have a project together called Mother Mars that's coming out on this label Ransom Note that's based okay. in London. And then have another band with Phil Mossman, who was in LCD and
yeah, right.
Primal Scream, and then the singer's this Lady Jaiko, who's awesome, and this guy Steve Schultz, who plays in this band Long Waves. So that's kind of this...
Like
we're all friends,
group.
But yeah, yeah, it turned out... yeah, but that's really fun. It's a rock band. And then another project called Body Music that... actually, the next release is on a label, Glitterbox, that's based in the UK, too. So I've been really busy and just kind of dove into, like, making music more and staying off the road. I had a son, so
right.
I didn't want to tour as much. Yeah, so...
But then got involved in five things I could potentially
yeah, exactly,
all tour,
and so. Now all of a sudden I'm on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see how that goes. I mean, it just started... yeah, got real... I mean, it's been great. Everything's done really well. And, you know, been busy, but, yeah...
yeah, and so I don't dare ask this question,
yeah.
but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Is there any other new projects in the pipeline, or is five enough?
Oh, yeah, no, that's more than enough. Yeah,
yeah right. There's nothing yeah, else. Yeah, you're no, like, oh, also, I'm just about yeah, to start this.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've drawn a hard line, so, yeah.
And then what's the timeline like for you and the Rapture between now? Because I know you're
right.
from here in July.
Yeah, so... like I'm flying straight to San Diego, and we're uh-huh. doing a round of shows. We're playing a festival in San Diego, and then three shows in LA, and then a show in Dominican Republic. And
nice. Will you turn that into a holiday, or will that be in and out?
Yeah, it's in and out.
It sounds like
I know. Yeah.
One that you would go. Oh, we'll delay our flight back for a few days.
Yeah, it would have been. I mean, yeah. Like I gotta get back home. I've been out for 5 weeks. So
yeah, right.
But yeah, it should be nice. But actually, that show's crazy because they had an election that was, I guess, disputed, and so they have to have a new election. And the Dominican Republic has a rule where you can't drink 24 hours. They don't sell alcohol 24 hours before an election.
Oh.
So they've pushed the whole festival a day early.
so that they can drink.
So they can drink. Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough, I think.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Wow, imagine that, though.
Yeah.
They definitely... It's a shame they didn't do that in the UK or America. We might have a different turnout.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I know. It's kind of a good
idea. I mean,
idea.
I don't know what their political status is. It could be worse. I know.
I wonder what happens. Like, what, like, made that rule really go into place?
I really want to look
chaos
into that.
But, yeah, so with the Rapture, we're doing that little run, and then we come to Europe, and we're going to play a bunch of festivals and then a few headline shows. So London at the Forum, July mm-hmm. 1st, and then...
Well, the head producer of the station, Natalie, who's probably listening next door, uh-huh. and I'm definitely going to make her come into the gallery and say hello to her in a minute.
Okay.
It's like such a huge fan of yours. Not so that, you know,
yeah.
the rest of us aren't, but like,
yeah, no.
she was like... she was like, "We're def." She told me the first thing that as soon as I got in this morning wasn't the "How's your honeymoon?" She's like, "We're definitely going to see the Rapture on the 1st of July, so just make sure your diary's clear." And I was like, "Okay." So, yeah.
All right, great.
And she was like, "Once I've seen How Deep Is Your Love live, then I can die happy." Okay, and I was like, "Okay, Natalie, how have you been for the last 5 weeks?"
That's a great statement.
But also, that's cool, you know. Everybody that comes through these doors at the station, I interview maybe 3 bands a week. Like, that's everybody's dream to get to that point. And, you know, you're one of the few people, you know, I can probably name on 2 hands the amount of bona fide successful musicians that have that impact on people, and have that impact on people long after you stopped working must feel amazing, right?
Yeah, it's super lucky, you know. It just is, and it's. And I think that's why we're playing shows again.
Yeah,
at
right.
least for me, it's a huge part of it. It's just, you know, we've always had like a new generation of fans and people, and going and being able to play, and like, you know, even our shows we've had, like, there's been a lot of people that have come up and been like, you know, always wanted to see you, never, you know, like it didn't, because, you know, for us, like, a 8-year break isn't that long a time, but like for a lot of, you know, people that might have discovered us at 16, they're like 24 now.
And, yeah,
like,
of course.
So, yeah, so
it's been great. if he wasn't necessarily signposting that he was coming to an end.
Yeah, yeah,
people
exactly.
Be like, "Oh, we've got to go and see it. It's their last show," and it's like, "Oh, it stopped," and you didn't know about it. So,
and you should definitely come to this one because you never know with us. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's always like, you know, who knows how long we'll go. I mean, we don't. Like I said, we don't really have any super set plans right now. So,
but then I suppose if it continues to go well, then.
Yeah,
I guess the idea is maybe some festivals and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're gonna. I mean, we're doing the 3 weeks, you know, in Europe, and then we'll do some other places, and then I think, you know, we'll stop and reassess and talk about making new music.
Yeah,
which
right.
Could be awesome.
Yeah, know? Of course.
See what happens.
Well, that'd be really exciting because obviously in 8 years everybody gets so many new ideas and new influences. So
I know.
Who knows what could come out of that?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting to see.
But no one knows, so don't.
Yeah, don't quote me.
Yeah, don't quote us on that. That's happening, but it could do.
Yeah,
but yeah, man. I mean, it's so great though that you're in that position. You know.
Yeah. No. Super lucky. I've been. Yeah. Like, I started playing in bands, like, actually a little later, like at 18, but just for fun.
And then it
turned into a career.
Yeah. And were there other bands before the Rapture that you were in and you were like, "We're going to make it," and then it didn't happen? Or were you like, you know, "Oh, God, I don't know why we're doing this"?
I never went into any bands thinking I was
going
to.
No, but like once it started going, did you get a good feeling about any of them?
You know, it's funny. Like, so this is how small world it is musically, but. That band Poolside, the main guy in Poolside, played in a band with Luke and I before the Rapture called The Calculators in San Francisco.
That is a good name.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, and it was like total Gary Newman, New Wave.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, we had like outfit, you know, white belts, like white ties. And we put out an album and EP, and then we toured, you know, the West Coast and one U.S. tour in a van, like similar road trip style to what you did. And it was going really well. And then, of course, it just, you know, like as bands do, they fall apart. And the Rapture came kind of out of that
with Luke and I.
Yeah, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And obviously, you're in all these projects, so you're still very sought after as a musician.
Yeah.
So I always like to ask this of people that are quite successful. What advice do you have for people, especially like someone in percussion or whatever?
Yeah.
What would you say to somebody that's like pinning their hopes on... having a long career as a musician?
I mean, you know, I think you gotta do it because you love it. Because I mean, it, you know, it's like with as much success as you can have, it's still, you know, it's a shot in the dark a lot of times.
Of course,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you know, with like, be nice. You know, be nice to people. It's a small world, you know, and it.
Well,
like,
yeah, as you just
it really like stuff comes around. Like relationships are important, and treating people well, and like, and enjoy it, and but like, you know, I guess to answer that question kind of a roundabout way, like a lot of times people would come up, their fans, and ask like, you know, I want to start a band. What should I do? You know, like playing. And I'd always just say, you know, start it with your friends.
Yeah,
even
right.
if you don't know how to play music or your friends don't, like, or, you know, just start it with your friends because you're going to enjoy it more and you'll want to do it more. And I think a lot of success. It's so many things. Big part's luck, timing.
Yeah.
But another part is just like keeping at it. And if you're doing something you enjoy and you're doing with people you enjoy playing with, then you're gonna do it more. And
when I was at school, I was probably about 14.
Okay.
And there was a guy in my class, he was really good at drums.
Right.
And he said he'd give me lessons.
Right.
So at lunchtime we'd go and we'd have a little lesson.
Yeah.
And I have got no rhythm whatsoever. So do you think it's something that's like you've either got it or you haven't in terms of like being able to keep time and stuff? Because I felt like from that day I was never going to be in any band because I just have got no rhythm and no timing.
I mean, I think it's a scale, you know. Like, I think if you put it, it's, you know, there's one extreme and the other. And like, I've taught drums before, and you know, you'll have certain students that come through and just naturally have this like rhythm, and then some that it's really tough for. But more than anything, it's just sticking to it.
I think he gave up on me too.
Yeah, he gave me. Yeah, exactly. You never know.
But listen, man, it's been such a joy to talk to you, and thank you for taking the time to come in.
Of course, thanks for having me.
And we'll definitely see you at the show in July.
For sure.
And just give us a little bit. So you're gigging tonight, is that right? Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow I'm playing with this band Poolside, and we're opening for this band Tycho at Printworks.
At Printworks.
Yeah.
And do you know, is that sold out?
I believe it's sold out.
So don't bother everybody. Okay. But keep an eye on Poolside and also on all the Rapture's social media for any announcements on gigs they may or may not do, depending on it all depends on how the next one goes. It's,
right, exactly.
It's from one to the other at the moment. But thrilled to get you in. What else is on the table?
Yeah.
And we'll see you in July.
Appreciate
We're gonna play some Rapture, and I think I'd probably lose my job if I didn't play How Deep Is Your Love.
Yeah,
so we're gonna do that for Natalie. Thank you so much for coming in, man. It's been a pleasure.
Great to be here, man.
Cheers, thanks. There we go. That is the Rapture. How nice was that to get Vito from the Rapture on the show? A proper rock and roll musician who's been there and done it all, coming into the studio to talk to us. I don't know if he's going to make it out of the building because he is currently being attacked by Natalie next door. But yeah, 1st of July, they're playing London. That's big news. A lot of big hits from those guys. And yeah, I'm going to be front and centre with Natalie, jumping up and down to that, I would imagine that, or I will probably be let go from my position here at the station. I think that's something that is a requirement now, that we both go to that show for me to keep my job here. So if you've not enjoyed the show, here's hoping I can't make it. So next week we're going to do a very special little show. It's going to be my 200th show on the station. Si Thomas, my erstwhile co-host, is back in the hot seat. We're going to bring back some of the old features. We've got some good guests. I am going to play a game called Bar or Band, where I'm going to go through all of the notes on my phone from my trip away and see which bands I'd written down and which bars I'd written down, see if Si can guess the difference between the two. I think I'm almost certainly going to do that. And we've got some guests that I don't actually know who they are, so I can't tell you. But there will be some good guests on the show for sure next week. I just also want to tell you, because it's my show, so I'm going to do it, so whatever. I am recording a stand-up comedy special for the streaming service Next Up, which is like Netflix, but for stand-up. Me and a comedian called Brody Snook, who is a really great comedian from Perth in Australia, we're both going to be recording our specials. You can buy tickets for £3.50. That's so cheap. It's at the Moth Club, which is a great venue in Hackney. You can get tickets by either going onto my Instagram and going through my bio, or if you just search Next Up and my name, Joey Page, then it'll bring you to the live recording tickets page. Please come. Please help me take over the world as a stand-up comedian, because I'd imagine the bigger I get at that, the more huge guests we can have on the show. So if you like this show, then you owe it to yourself, but most importantly, you owe it to me to come and help us move to the next level on the show and the station. But that's on the 16th of March. That's a week on Monday if you're listening to the show live, or if you're not, you can work out. You're smart people. But please come. If you're ever going to come see one of my shows, this would be the one. Anyway, that's enough peddling from me. That's the end of the show. I think I made it back without any major incident, which is nice. And so we're going to celebrate the only way we know how. The last song of the show every week is David Bowie of the week. This week, it is Cat People, which I don't think I've ever played on the show, but I did listen to as I was driving through Death Valley in America on my honeymoon. See you next week. We'll be right back.